Well, after around 2 hours of trade on Wednesday, the Australian share market has certainly bounced back from its lows of the day. The ASX 200 is completely flat now. We fell by as much as 0.33% a little earlier in the session. Keep in mind, the market has only fallen twice in the past 12 days, so the market has slowly been moving higher recently. We are also only about 2.5% away from hitting the best levels in 11 years. But the big picture is little change. The ASX 200 since the end of February has basically been stuck in a range between 6,100 points and 6,300 points. Now, we did receive a weak lead from Wall Street last night. It had a bit to do with the International Monetary Fund, one of the most well-respected forecasters of global growth, cutting its expectations for growth around the world this year to 3.3% growth. That's the slowest pace of growth in around a decade. But today, the main weights on the market are some stocks that have really stood out recently, including energy and mining companies. They've done well partly because of a lift in commodity prices, and they're doing poorly today partly because oil and iron ore prices have taken a bit of a hit. So all the usual big names are down: BHP, South32, Fortescue and BlueScope included. Rio's doing a bit better, but it's holding its AGM later on this evening. Woodside Petroleum, Santos and Oil Search in the oil and gas space are coming under pressure. One of the biggest movers, though, in recent days has been Crown Resorts. It rose by about 20% yesterday. It's down around 8.5% today. So it rose on Tuesday because Las Vegas-based a casino operator, Wynn Resorts, launched a $10 billion takeover for the group. Wynn, just a day later, has decided to end those talks. And the reason, basically, is that Wynn seems upset that the talks were made public prematurely, considering that the talks were in very early stages. So we'll wait and see how this story unfolds. What's helping, though, is we're seeing strong gains from other sectors, gold stocks included, the big banks. CBA is up as much as 1%. We've got healthcare, industrials and tech all doing quite nicely. As far as company news goes, Seven West Media is up 6%. It's offloaded its stake in Yahoo 7 for $21 million. Michael Hill, the jeweller, is down 6%. It's announced another sluggish quarterly update, and the Aussie dollar is at 71.1 US.